10 or 12 years, and I guess since it was founded, land to the south of Savannah, out where Oglethorpe Mall is, nobody ever dreamed that that would just change the whole life of the city, and all the business would move off of Broughton Street. I mean, if you wanted to buy clothes or whatever you wanted to buy, there was only one place to go, and that was to Broughton Street. Now everything is 10 or 15 miles away from there in a shopping area, and it just seems to be growing more and more south. Of course, we backed up to the ocean, so there's very little we can do to the east, and the Savannah River divides us with South Carolina, so that makes it pretty bad. And the only place, and west, the railroad tracks and the industry on that side, so south is really the only way we have to go.
And, well, are the main banks, are they still located right in Savannah?
The main banks are in the, where they've been for many, many years, but they now have so many branches that everybody goes to the branch, and I walk in the main banks, and I just can't believe. I don't see anybody. I don't know anybody I used to know. It's just a whole new new world.
And so, for shopping, are the oldest stores still in Savannah, or have they moved out?
Older stores are suffering. Broughton Street is just nothing compared to what it was at one time. It was the main hub of all shopping.
Was now, it the financial center also?
It was the financial center. Then it's hard to believe that now we're taking the jail and the courthouse that's been in the very center of everything and moving it over to the west side of town. And we're planning a new federal building, and it looks as if that's going to go to the west side of town.
Well, what's going to be done with the old buildings?
That's a good question. And, of course, we've been having a problem with the one remaining hospital in the heart of the city that wants to move out like the other two hospitals.
Oh.
Now, one hospital is about 10 miles from where we are now. The other one is 18 miles from here.
That's a long way to have to go if you need a hospital in
Now we're moving the third and largest hospital out fairly close to the two that are already away from us.
Seems like a bad idea.
So it's caused a lot of problems.
I can see how it would. Well, so you would say the best stores are no longer in the heart of Savannah?
They're not what they used to be. Of course, that's been, well, really, if you had been shopping in these stores as long as I have, well, I think you probably would agree that it's a drastic change, and everything has moved out. Everything gets away. Of course, we've done a marvelous job with the restoration of old houses.
Yes, I've been hearing about that this weekend. It really, and they do look just beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful. Of course, this is something that we should have done 30, 40 years ago, and the riverfront, which is marvelous, should have been done many years ago.
Yes, I was down there this morning. I loved it.
But that is typical Savannah. If it's going to be done, we'll be the last place.
Well, as long as it's done before it's too late, I suppose that's what counts. Are there particular neighborhoods here that are identified with certain racial groups? Do the blacks live in certain neighborhoods?
The blacks have always lived mainly on the west side of Savannah, and the whites on the east.
Are there names of the neighborhoods where the blacks live?
Yes, Yamacraw was probably the most notable name for blacks. The federal government has put housing in there that's made a difference. But the whites have been moving to the south, and the whites have been moving to the county and leaving the city. And now the blacks are beginning to move into, or have been moving into, the inner city. Now,
is there a particular neighborhood there?
Yes. From over then a mile of the main business district